just to be mafalful a little bit. Little all over the place, but with a little bit of seder and cheshbon. As it relates to some of the raid that we've been talking about, Masechtas Yevamos, and very, very much related to the Gemara that we learned in today's daf. But first, just to go back to raid that we spoke about on Daf Chof, and that is Tosfos and Masechtas Yevamos Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos asked a bumbakasha. The Mishnah mentions the first Mishnah in the Masechta, Chamesh Esrei Noshim, Poitroi Sarei Seyem, Vitzorei Sarei Seyem, Menachalitza Menayibun, Atzoi Foilon. Ve'elohim. And the Mishnah goes on and it lists 15 arais. Freita is Sakasha. L'chura, there's a 16th erva that the Mishnah could have, would have, should have mentioned. And that is, Anita. What happens if Reuven and Shimon are brothers? Reuven dies, leaves over no children, but he leaves over a wife. His wife was Anita at the time that he died. Anita is a chayve krisos. Anita is mentioned in the parasha of the arayas. If that's the case, l'chayra, if an erva is pater min a chalitza min a yibam, you would think that Anita should also be pater min a chalitza or min a yibam. And by the way, says Tosfos, once Anita is pater min a chalitza min a yibam, if she's Anita at the time that she falls the yibam, even though she won't be Anita forever, but there's a halacha that once she's asur sha'achas, Nesra Ilamas. So this woman, the Chayre, should be an Erva, and she should always be Patim and a Chalitza and a Yimus. Afraid Tosfos. So if the Mishnah mentioned 15 Arayas for listening to Zayin, why didn't the Mishnah mention the 16th Erva? Why didn't the Mishnah mention that a Nida that falls the Yibum is going to be Patim and a Chalitza and a Yibum? Not only her, but her Tzara and her Tzara Tzara at Soifail. So Tosfos has a Teretz. And what emerges from Tosfos' Teretz is that even though you could have a Havamina that a Nida should be an Erva, but Nida is not an Erva. Why not? Taisus to Svaris, why Nida is not considered an Erva? But then Taisus says that not only is Nida not considered an Erva, but there's a Gemara Masechtas Psachim Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis, and from that Gemara it's Mashma, emphasis on Mashma, but from that Gemara it's Mashma, says Taisus, that not only is Nida not an Erva, but she's a Bas Yibum, which means that if a Yavam would be Boil, Yevimtai Nida, he would be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibum, the Halacha is the Yibam would go into effect, and this Yavam and Yavama would now be husband and wife. As I said, Tosfos. So Tosfos says, not only is Nida not an Erva, not only is she not Potem in a Yibam with Chalitza, not only doesn't she not Pater her Tzara, but if somebody would actually be Meyavim and Nida, the halacha is, it would be Chal the Yibam. The Yibam would actually go into effect. Why is that such a big Chiddush? Because even Chayvi Lavin Ve'esin we saw on Daf Chaf, the Halach is in Baal Uloikano. Because Ein Asei Doichol Lo Yisasei Vazei. But a Nida, who's a Chayvi Krisos, it's more Kuladik, and over there the Halach is in Baal Ukan. Rabbi Chanan, Hashem Yim Kam Damai, in Kovet Tza'aris, in Simen Yod Aleph, he asks a Bambakasha, and also a very, very posh Kasha. He says, everyone knows the Halacha of Mitzvah Baba Avera. If somebody steals Dalad Minim, and he's Mekayim the Mitzvah with Dalad Minim that's stolen, the Halacha is he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Dalad Minim. Why? He did a Mitzvah. It says in the Torah, L'kachtam L'chem B'yem Rishon, he just observed the Mitzvah. The reason is because this Mitzvah that he did came Al Yedei Avera, and there's a Halacha called Mitzvah Baba Avera. Now, it's a big machlokes Rishonim. If a person does a Mitzvah Baba Avera, does it mean he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah? Or really, he is Mekayim the Mitzvah, just so happens it's not like a lechatchila way to do it because he did it al yedei aver. Oh, but there's a lot of Rishonim that hold that mitzvah baba avera means you're actually not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So Freit Rabbi Chanan says, if that's the case, I don't understand. How could it be that if someone is boil, yevimtoi nida, the halacha is, he's koina, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibam, it's a mitzvah baba avera. It's true, he just did a mitzvah. He was Mekayim a mitzvah of Yivama Yavo Yoleh, but he was Bayil and Nida. Bilas Nida is Chayvi Krisus. She's one of the Arayas in the Torah. So at the end of the day, it's a mitzvah Baba Avera. So if it's a mitzvah Baba Avera, why is it different than a Lulav HaGazel? A Lulav HaGazel is a mitzvah Baba Avera. You're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Lulav Ledas Kama Rishonim. So Frank Rabbi Chanan, so if that's the case, Hayitachin, why is it that if someone is Bayil Yivimtoi Nida, the halach is it's going to be Kayin? This is Rabbi Chanan's kasha. So we're going to take a step back, and we're going to return to today's daf. And then, Be'ezus Hashem, at the end of the raid, I'd come back to speak out Rabbi Chanan's teretz. So our Mishnah discussed the definition of a son as it relates to the halacha of Yibam. Why does that matter? Because the pasuk says, "Ki yeshu achim yachdav umeis achad mehem uvein einoy." If he has a son, there's no yum. If he doesn't have a son, there is yum. So the question is, what's the definition of a son? So the Mishnah said, "Mishi yeshloi ben mikal makayim poiter eishes avim min ayibam." A son, even if he's only a ben mikol makom, is considered a son. The Gemara said mikol makom lasuye mai. The Gemara said lasuye mamzer. If someone has a son that's a mamzer, so the halacha is this son is now going to pater his mother from yibam. And then the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said that a mamzer is considered a son in yibam. He's also chayiv amakosav al kilos. If he hits his father, he's mekal his father. He's going to be chayiv because he's considered a son. And then the Mishnah says ubnoi l'chol davar. That really, to be honest, he's a son. For all areas in halacha, this son is considered a son. The Ramban and the Rajba and the Ritva, all the Rishonim, they quote a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that what does the Mishnah mean when it says ubnoi l'chol davar? Right, the Mishnah says that a mamzer is poito eshesav min ayibum, a mamzer is chayva makasev al kilulasei, and not just that, ubnoi l'chol davar. What does it mean that a mamzer is considered b'noi l'chol davar? Says the Yerushalmi, afilu l'piri v'rivya. What it means is that if you have a man who has a child that's a mamzer, the halacha is that child counts as it relates to the mitzvah of period of Arivia. So we know it's machlokes b'shaim b'sil, what exactly the mitzvah of period of Arivia is. According to b'sil, a person has to have a boy and a girl. According to b'shamai, even two boys, lasalavai, the tshuva from the Avnei Nezer, the inkam mekoyim. But there's a mitzvah peruvu, says the Yerushalmi, what happens if a person has a child that's a mamzer, does that mamzer count as a child in Yom Pruvu or not? That's what the Mishnah means, that it's going to be considered a child even with regards to periphery. This halacha the Yerushalmi is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah in Eben Ezer Simen Aleph at Sif Katan Zayin, at the very end of the Sif, says the Ramah, Hoya haben mamzer, if a person has a son and the son's a mamzer, a cher shayt of a katan, or if he's a cher shayt of a katan, kayim a mitzvah, the halacha is he's mekayim the mitzvah, and the Makar, of course, to this Ramah is the Rishonim, who quoted Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi said it to be mefarish, our Mishnah, Yevamos, Chafezam, and Aleph, that if someone has a child that's a mamzer, the halacha is he's mekayim the mitzvah of Pruvru. Makshim achrayinim, uberoisham, this question is said over in the name of the Rit al Ghazi. But really, all the achrayinim ask, an obvious kasha, how could a person be mekayim a mitzvah of Pruvru with a child that's a mamzer? L'chayra, if he had a child that's a mamzer, that means he was boy l'chayvi krisos. If he was boy l'chayvi krisos, that means he did an aveira. If he did an aveira, so that means this mitzvah Pruvru was ba yudei aveira. It's a mitzvah above aveira. It's according to the Rishonim that hold that if a person does a mitzvah above aveira, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. You would think if someone fathers a mamzer, ein locha mitzvah above aveira gedoy lemizu. So makshim achroinim, how is it possible? And all the Rishonim bring this b'shem the Yerushalmi, a person can be mekayim the mitzvah puravu with a mamzer. L'chayra, how can he be mekayim puravu and a mamzer? Why is not a mitzvah above aveira? So it's yodua that the minchas chinuch in mitzvah aleph says a beautiful teretz, al pi yisoid of the Shara Melech. So the Shara Melech is in Hilchas Lulav, it's Perik Ches Halochehe. Shara Melech is discussing the Halacha Mitzvah Baba Avera, and he brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, what happens if Pesach falls out on Shabbos? It's Friday night, and it's the Leil HaSeder. And a person didn't have matzah, and he went to borrow matzah from his friend, and he did what Chazal was always so worried that he was going to do. He was maver the matzah, dalar amas b'shus harabim. He carried the matzah, mishusayach, mishus harabim, dalar amas b'shus harabim. He brings it home, he sits down on the seder, and he fears a beautiful tish, and he eats the matzah. Is it mekayim the mitzvah matzah? Is it not mekayim the mitzvah matzah? So Shara Melech learns up in Yerushalmi that he's going to be mekayim the mitzvah matzah. I freaked you, Shara Melech. How can you mekayim the mitzvah matzah? L'chayr, it's a mitzvah baba aveira. How was he mekayim the mitzvah matzah? By carrying the matzah. He didn't have matzah. He carried it in Rishus HaRabim. He brought it home, and now he was mekayim the mitzvah matzah. So why should this person be mekayim the mitzvah? Isn't it a mitzvah baba aveira? Zok de Shara Melech, it's mavur in the Yerushalmi, that the only time you say mitzvah baba aveira is if at the same time, at the very same moment that the person is being mekayim the mitzvah, he's also doing the aveira. But what would be if a person, when he's doing the mitzvah, is not doing an aveira? It just so happens that he did an aveira to get him to the point that he was able to be mekayim the mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah baba aveira. Mitzvah baba aveira is ba'oisay rega mamish. At the time that you're doing the mitzvah, you're also doing the aveira. Then you would say mitzvah baba aveira. But if right now when I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm not doing an aveira. This second I'm not doing an aveira. 5 minutes ago I did an aveira. And the only reason I'm able to do the mitzvah is because I did an aveira. It's nice cheshbonus. But the bottom line is that's not a mitzvah baba aveira. Mitzvah baba aveira is a technical halacha. And it states that if a person, while he's doing a mitzvah, is also doing an aveira, and the mitzvah is ba al yedei da'avera that he's doing, alzeh ne'emar mitzvah ba ba'avera. This person who carried matzah to bring to his seder table, what he did was not okay. And he's also leading the v'cheshbon for what he did. And it's certainly not the way the Torah wants you to do mitzvahs. Abul Amaisa, when he's sitting at his seder table, wearing his vasa kittel, at that point he's not doing an avera. At that point he's only doing a mitzvah. Memeilo, zok tishar ha-melech, learning in the Yerushalmi, that's not going to be considered a mitzvah above avera. Zlofiza, zok t'mechas chinuch, yeish lemer gavaldik. He said, what's the mitzvah approval? The mitzvah is to be fruitful and to multiply, right? The mitzvah is for a person to have a family. How does a person have a family? Through bia. That's the maisa that the person does in order for him to be mekayim the mitzvah. But what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the maisa bia. Zok t'mechas chinuch can't be. He says, number one, because a person could do a maisa bia and not have children. So clearly, the bia in and of itself can't be the mitzvah. Va'oid, it's a Gemara Masechtas Yevamim, it's a Perek HaBa Yevim that we're going to learn in a few weeks, where the Gemara says that if someone has children, and then lo yaleinu, the children die, even though when he had the children, he was mekayim the mitzvah puruvu, but if the children are not alive anymore, he's no longer mekayim the mitzvah. Now, if the mitzvah is the bia, then why does it matter if the children are alive or if they're not alive? So the Mechas Chinuch said, it's muchach from here, that the mitzvah of Puravu is not the maisa bia. The mitzvah is to have children. Now, how does a person have children? Through a maisa bia. That is what he needs to do in order for him to fulfill the mitzvah. But the kiyuma mitzvah is the fact that he has children. And the chorega verega that the person has a mishpach, he's mekayim at the first mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah peruvu. And if Rachmana Litzlan, something happens and now all of a sudden he doesn't have what he needs to be mekayim the mitzvah, he's no longer going to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. I thought the mitzvah is the bia. No, the mitzvah is not the bia. So what is the bia? So to mechas chinuch, if you want to give it a term, it's a hechsher mitzvah. It's what the person needs to do in order for him to fulfill the mitzvah. But it's not the guf ha-mitzvah. The guf ha-mitzvah, says the Mechas Chinuch, is the fact that this person has children right now. Says the Mechas Chinuch, Lefi zetz miyushev the rit al gazi is kasha. Says Lefi zetz poshet, it's miyushev the achreinim is kasha. Achreinim has the kasha that the Ramban and the Rashb and the Ritva, they all quote Yerushalmi right here in Yuvamas Chapezam and Aleph, that if somebody has a child that's a mamzad alach, he's b'noi l'chol davar. What does it mean l'chol davar? He's mekayim the mitzvah pruvru. Makshim achroinim, how can you be mekayim the mitzvah pruvru? It's a mitzvah babaveira. How did you have this child? Through a bias iser. So isn't that a mitzvah babaveira? The Teretz says, yeah, it taka did come al yedei aveira. However, the mitzvah and the aveira are not happening at the same time. The aveira took place b'shas the bia. The shas bia, that was a hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is when the person actually has the child. At the time that the person has the child, he's no longer doing the Aveira. So being that the two things are not happening at the same time, and the Shara Melech already established based on the Yerushalmi, that the only time something's called a mitzvah above Aveira is if they happen b'vas achas, but if they don't happen b'vas achas, even though the mitzvah came al yedei Aveira, but if it didn't happen mamish ba'oseh rega, then it's not considered a mitzvah above Aveira. So it's going to be miyushev kimin chayme this kasha, because it's true the bia happened al yedei Aveira, but the bia is nish the mitzvah. The bia is only the hechsher mitzvah. So it's true the hechsher mitzvah came al yedei Aveira, but the mitzvah itself, which is having children, that didn't come al yedei Aveira, and because that didn't come al yedei Aveira, so for that reason it's not going to be a problem. Says the Mechas Chinuch, vayta here a mitzvah aleph. He says lefize you can answer another kasha, a shagis aryeis kasha, another zeltz kasha. There's a Gemara also later in Masechtas Yevamos daf samach beizam and aleph, a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. If somebody was a non-Jew and he had a family, and then he was Megayer, his family was Megayer, halach is, does he have to get married now again to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu? Or do we say that the children that he had when he was a non-Jew count so that he could be Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu now as well? It's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says he could be Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu with the children that he had. Reish Lakish says, Gerish and his character, Katan Shanoi Ladami, and as a result, he is not any more miyuchis to those children, and for that reason, he has an obligation again to go ahead and be mekayim the mitzvah. Freit the shagas arye, he says, I don't even understand this discussion. Over there, the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, they talk to each other, they duel out this shayla. Freit the shagas arye, this whole shmuz is a pella to me. This Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, that chof chesam and aleph. The Gemara there is discussing a person who goes through episodes. Pamim shaita, upamim chalim. Sometimes he's a shaita, and sometimes he's okay. What happens if this person, when he was in a state of being a quote-unquote shaita, he ate matzah? It's Pesach. He ate matzah. And then he became a pikeach. He's no longer a shaita. So the Gemara says he has to eat matzah again. I would mean he ate matzah already. No, but when he ate matzah, he was potter from eating matzah. Now he's chayv in eating matzah. So because now he's chayv in eating matzah, the fact that he ate when he was potter is not going to help him for right now when he's chayv. So you see from here that if a person does a mitzvah, but he does it at a time that he was potter from doing the mitzvah, and then later he becomes chayv in the mitzvah, what he did when he was potter doesn't potter him for the tkufa that he's in when he's chayv in the mitzvah. So if that's the case, says the Shai Gesaria, I don't understand the machlokes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. I don't understand the Amoraim debating whether someone that had children when he was a non-Jew, now he was Megayer, whether he could be Mekayim the mitzvah Puruvu with the children that he had when he was a Benoyach. When he was a Benoyach, he was potter from mitzvahs. Now that he's a Yid, he's chayv in mitzvahs. So Frank the Shai Gesaria, how is it possible that the children that he had when he was potter is going to help him for now that he's chayiv? As I freak the shagasaria, it's a yodua to get kasha, it's a bomb kasha. So to mechaz chinuch, he doesn't understand the kasha. It's a pella. And lefi is yisoy that we're speaking out right now, it's potter what the teretz is. He says matzah, the mitzvah is es matzah. That's what the mitzvah is. If a person eats matzah when he's a shaita, so he ate matzah when he was potter in a mitzvah. Now he's not a shaita anymore, now he's chayiv a mitzvah. But the mice, you ate it when you were potter. So mean that you ate it when you were potter doesn't help you for now that you're chayiv. But the mitzvah of puruvu is what? The mitzvah is the bia? Of course not. The mitzvah is to have children. So this person went, he did a bia when he was a benayach, and he had children when he was a benayach. Now he was megayah. Now he's mekayim the mitzvah. You know why? Not because of what he did when he was a Benayach, because of his matzav now. Because right now he has children. So right now, why should he have a chiv to go and have children again? If the mitzvah peruvu was the bia, so then you would have to look at when was the bia done? Was it done in a zman of ptur, or was it done in a zman of chiv? And being that it was done in a zman of ptur, because the Benayach is potter from piri viriv, he certainly doesn't have the dairais of the chiv of peruvu. So for that reason, it's pashut, the shagasari is tiny very good. Why is it different than a person that ate matzah when he was a shaita? Oh, but the mitzvah is doch kemul nishkevein the bia. L'chur, what was the mitzvah? The mitzvah was the having children. Right now, after he was Megayer, he has children. So right now, after he was Megayer, he has children. Who cares that he initially had the children when he was a Benayach? Who cares that the Bia happened when he was a Benayach? That was just the Hechsher Mitzvah. Nobody cares when the Hechsher Mitzvah happened. We care when the Gufa Mitzvah happens. And right now, the Gufa Mitzvah, which is have children, is happening when he's a Yid. The fact that the children were born L'chadchila when he was a Benayach, Sokta Mechaz Chinuch, he doesn't see why that should be Milo Meirit. Either way, this is the Mechaz Chinuch's Yisoid. Mechaz Chinuch's Yisoid is that the mitzvah of Puruvu is not the Maisa Bia. That's the Hechsher Mitzvah. The mitzvah of Puruvu is to have children. If the mitzvah is to have children, he's Miyashiv, the Rital Gaz, he's Kasha on the Yerushalmi that all the Rishonim quote in today's Daf Yevamah Daf Chabez, and he's Miyashiv, the Turi Evans Kasha, Masechet Rashon, Daf Chav Ches, Amar Aleph, which was a Kasha Turi Evans has, a steerer between Yenav Yamar and Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches, and the Gemara Masechet Yevamah Daf Samach Bez Amar Aleph. So what does that have to do with the question we began with? We began with the question that Tosfos on the Bezam and Aleph learned up a Gemara in Psachim Ayim Bezam and Bez that it's Mavur, that if someone would be boiled Yevimtai Nida, the Allah is he would be kind. And we said that Rabbi Chanan and Kaivitzaris asks that how could you be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum by being boiled in Nida? L'chur, it's a mitzvah Babaveira. And if it's a mitzvah Babaveira, according to several Rishonim, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah when you do a mitzvah Babaveira. So why is it that Yevimtai Nida? So l'chura yesh lachgar, as it relates to the mitzvah of Yibum, what exactly is the mitzvah? So we just said regarding Puruvu, is it the bia? Isn't it the reality of having children? What about Yibum? We're learning Yevamos. What about Yibum? What's the mitzvah? And the truth is, b'muschol rishon, just literally, at the surface, 20,000 feet, you can suggest three possibilities. Number one, maybe the mitzvah of Yibum is to do a ma'isa bia. It says in the Torah, Yavama Yavai Ola. Yavai means bia. There's a mitzvah to do a ma'isa bia. Inami, option two. The mitzvah is to do an ma'isa ishos with the Yavama. Meaning, it says Yavama Yavai Ola, but it also says Ulekacha Loi Leisha. And really, the bia, what it does is it creates ishos. And we've spoken this out so many times that even though ordinarily isha niknes b'sholish drachim v'kasev shtarubiyah chupu v'kedushin, when it comes to Yibum, the derech of how a person's koina, his yivama, is through bia. But the point is, it's a nuance, it's a subtlety, but the mitzvah could be the bia, or the mitzvah could be to do an ishus? It's the Yavama Yavayaleh, or is it the Lekacha Leilisha? Or maybe it's the Yivma, which sounds like the Yavama Yavayaleh. Which one is it? Isn't it a Maisa Biyah? Maybe that's the mitzvah. Or maybe the mitzvah is to do an ishus. Maybe a third side. Maybe the mitzvah is what the Tayelis of Yibum is. Why do you do Yibum? Lahakim, Laachiv Shem. Maybe that's what the mitzvah is. Maybe the mitzvah is not the Biyah, not the ishus. That's all the Hechatimtsa. Really, what it's all about is to go ahead and to have a child through your brother's wife, and somehow that's going to perpetuate the memory from the grace of sight that the Ramban talks about in his Pirush Al HaTorah and Parashas Vayeshev. So three tzadim. Is it the Biyah? Is it doing ishus? Or maybe it's the Hakim Lachav Shem? So the truth is, I think B'muscho Rishon, we have to knock out choice three. I think option C is immediately off the table. Why? Because the Gemara said on Daf Chav that Chai Ve'lavin, the halacha is chayletzes v'loy mesi abemes. So the Gemara asked the kasha, why is it chayletzes v'loy mesi abemes? Let me say of yibum, yavama yavayala, bidoicha v'loy sasei, of whatever the chayvi laban is. And the Gemara says, I hear, it's a good taina. Because the mitzvah of yibum is only the bir rishayna, and by the bir shnir, there's no mitzvah anymore. L'chura, if the mitzvah of yibum is l'hokim l'achav shem, so how could the bir rishayna be the mitzvah? L'chura, you should have to be l'hokim l'achav shem. That's where you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah. So it's clear in the Gemara, it's mefurish in Gemara, Yivam es Daf Chaf, that the beer is the mitzvah. Oh, but the shayla is it choice A or choice B? Is it a mitzvah to go do a maisa beer? Or is the mitzvah not stam to go do a maisa beer, but rather the mitzvah is going to be to go and to create the ishus? Is the dogush, the emphasis of the mitzvah, to do a beer, or is the emphasis of the mitzvah to do an ishus? I think it's kedai to explain this a little bit better. That's pashut. That in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of yibum, you have to do two things. In order to be mekayim the mitzvah of yibum, you would have to do a beer, and you would have to be koyin of the yivam. Why am I saying it's pashut? Because Reb Chaim Brisker said so. Reb Chaim Brisker, and it's in Reb Chaim in Stenzlach. Reb Chaim said that it's pashut. That the only way you can be mekayim the mitzvah of yibum is if you do a beer, and if you actually are koina the yavama, she becomes your wife. Now the fact that you have to do a beer in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, that's pasha, yavama yavayala. Obviously, that's the only way you can be mekayim the mitzvah. Reb Chaim's chiddush really was that the only way you can be mekayim the mitzvah is if you do a beer, and if al yedei the beer, you're actually koina the yavama. What was Reb Chaim's hachrach? So Reb Chaim said a davar nifl, classic. He said that we had a sugya on daf chaf regarding a chai ve'lavin or chai ve'lavin ve'esin that fall the yibum. So what's the halacha? Chai ve'lavin, chayletzes v'loy mesi abemes. Chai ve'lavin ve'esin, chayletzes v'loy mesi abemes. And the Gemara said, chai ve'lavin ve'esin, I understand, that's pasha, because in asei doicha lois asei v'asei. Chai ve'lavin is a little trickier, because the chura asei should be doicha lois asei, but the Gemara said, gzeir bi rishon ato bi yishne. Oh, but it's not parsha, fin asei doicha lois asei in yivamas. The makar is the yavam es tafchav. We keep on coming back to that, as we will continue to keep on coming back to it. Very foundational that. But in yavam es tafchav, it's mavur that there's a parish of yibum when it comes to chay ve'lavin and to chay ve'lavin ve'esen. Freit Reb Chaim, I have an etza. I have a way for every single yavam who finds himself in a situation with a chay ve'lavin to be able to do yibum and not have any problems with the chay ve'lavin. What's his etza? We mentioned this very, very briefly, Matzah Shabbos. We mentioned this very briefly on Daf Chav. And that is the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam Shita is that the only time a person is over any one of the Chai V'Lavin, all the Chai V'Lavin in the Torah, I'm sorry, it doesn't matter what it is. The only time a person is over any one of the Chai V'Lavin is if he's Boyel Derech Kedushin. So first he's Mekadesher, and then afterwards he's Boyel. But if it's not Derech Kedushin, Derech Likuchin, he's not over Medairaisa. That is the Shitas HaRambam. It's in Perek Tezvav Hilchas Yisurei Biyah Halacha Beis. That if he wasn't Mekadesh, the Chai Ve'Lavin, before the Biyah, he won't be over the Issa Deiraisa. So said Reb Chaim, I have an Eitzel. Anytime the Chai Ve'Lavin falls the Yibum, let the Yavam do Yibum. Let him be Mekayim Yavam 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 with no Edim. If there's going to be no Edim, so it's Poshit, that no ishus is going to be chal al yedei the yibum. Now, why is it pashit? What do you mean? If somebody gets married without Edom, he's not married? He's married, just no one knows about it. No, he's not married. Because we know when it comes to Kedushin, the Edom aren't just there to prove that the Kedushin happened. You need the Edom to actually create the Kedushin. It's what's known as Edus l'kiyume. So said Reb Chaim, if the yibum would happen, shaloi be'edim, it wouldn't be a yibum. So he said, I have a pashit eitza. Go ahead and be mekayim the yavama yavayaleh, and let there be no Edom. if there's going to be no Edim, no Ishus is going to be Chal. Because Ishus needs Edus L'Kiyume. You need Edim to create Ishus. You need Edim under the Chuppah, you need Edim to create Ishus. That's the Halacha. So there'll be no Ishus. If there'll be no Ishus, there'll be no Chai V'Lav in Midday Raisa. Because that's the Rambam Shitta. You're not over Chai V'Lav unless it was done Derech Ishus. And you'll be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Yibum. So having Eitzah to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Yibum, by Chai V'Lav without being over the Chai V'Lav, and by Chai V'Lav in Vesen. Even though I say it's not Doichel, I say Vasei. But this is an Eitzah to be able to go ahead and be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So Reb Chaim Stenzel said that it's Muchach from here. That if a person would be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibum, he would do Yivam Yavah Yalev. But he wouldn't afterwards be in an Ishus relationship with the Yavam, he wouldn't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So if he wouldn't be Mekayim the Mitzvah, it's a moot point. You have no choice. You have to have Edom. You have to have Edom in order for it to be an Ishus, and you have to have an Ishus in order for it to be a Mitzvah. The point is, that's Pashut, said Reb Chaim, that in order for a person to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibum, you have to have a Bia, Yavam Yavah Yaleh, and you have to have an Ishus. Meaning the Ishus is not just a Dover Noisuf. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah. And without Ishus, nidokai mitzvah. But here's the chakira. What is the gufa mitzvah? The gufa mitzvah is a maisa bia, or the gufa mitzvah is the Ishus? Is it the maisa bia, or is it the Ishus? If you look at the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's a mitzvah resh yudvav, also known as resh tezayin. So the Rambam says as follows. Hishetzivonu liyos hayavam, the Rambam's 216th mitzvah is the mitzvah of Yibum. Listen to how the Rambam describes it. Shetzibon uliyetz hayyavam noiseyes eshes achiv kishameis v'lohiniach zera v'amru yisali yivam ayyavah yoleh. Again, I read it too fast. Shetzibon uliyetz hayyavam noiseyes eshes achiv kishameis. The mitzvah is for the Yavam to marry the Yavama. That's the mitzvah. Not to do a bia. The mitzvah is to marry her. The chinuch. When he brings the mitzvah of Yibum, mitzvah Tov Kuf Tzadik Ches, 598. Mitzvah Yibum. Shenitztava Misha Meis Achiv, Vlohiniach Banim, Likach Eishnes Achiv Ameis Loi Leisha. Vizel Anikru Yavam, Batayra. Ubediv Rabbi Seinu Zuchayim Levracha. Valsenema Yavam Yavam Yavam. What's the mitzvah? Not to do a beer. The mitzvah is Likach Eishnes Achiv Ameis Loi Leisha. The mitzvah is to get married. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Chinuch in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. When they describe the mitzvah, they say, you know what the mitzvah is? The mitzvah is get married. The mitzvah is to be in a state of Yishuv. Zok Rabbi Chanan and Kavitz Ares. Is the Fize Yesh Loimar. Yesh Loimar. The Svar of the Michas Chinuch, albeit with a little bit of leap of faith. A little bit of a stretch. And that is, it's Mavu in the Sha'ar Melech. The way the Sha'ar Melech learns in the Yerushalmi, that the only time there's a problem with Mitzvah Baba Avera, that's only if at the Rega you're doing the Mitzvah, you're also doing the Avera. But let's say somebody would carry Matzah Dal and Amos Shisaram, and then afterwards he would eat the Matzah, it wouldn't be a problem with Mitzvah Baba Avera. And according to the Rishayim, that you're not Yoitzah the Mitzvah when you do a Mitzvah Baba Avera, in this case, you would be Yoitzah the Mitzvah. Why? It would not be a problem of Mitzvah Baba Avera. It's Lefiza Yesh Loimar. What's the Mitzvah of Yibum? The Mitzvah of Yibum is not stam to do a Maisa Bia. The mitzvah is to get married. It's the result that comes about from the Maisa Bia. The Maisa Bia is like the Maisa Kinyan. What's the Toyeles? The Gufa Mitzvah is the Ishus. The state of Ishus that the person's in after he does the Maisa Bia. What's the Avera of being Boil Nida? It's the Maisa Bia. What's the mitzvah? Not the Maisa Bia. The mitzvah is the Ishus that comes about at Dorich the Maisa Bia. Says Rabbi Chanan, Yesh Loimar, that spout, although subtle, is enough for it not to be considered a mitzvah Baba Avera. If the Guf HaMitzvah would be the Bia, and the Guf HaBia is Oichet and Avera, so Zenema, mitzvah Baba Avera. How could this Maisa Mitzvah, which is also a Maisa Avera, be one and the same? That's what a mitzvah Baba Avera is. Oh, but the Guf HaMitzvah is not maybe the bia. It's the Ishus that comes about as a result of the bia. So what's the bia? It's kemoi, says Rabbi Chanan. It's not mamish, but it's like a heksha mitzvah. It's not a heksha mitzvah because it's the mitzvah. But it's like a heksha mitzvah. It's what you need to do to get you to the state and to the place where you're actually being mekayim in the mitzvah. But being that the kiyum mitzvah really comes a second after the bia. It's that state that you're in once the bia happened, which is you're in a state of Ishus. So even though the bia itself came al yidei avera, maybe that in and of itself won't be considered a maisa avera. So in other words, the same teres that the Michas Chinuch said to answer the Rit al Gazi's kasha, to be miyashiv the Shita said Yerushalmi that all the Rishonim quote in today's daf. Why, if someone has a child that's a mamzer, the halacha is that he's kibnoi l'chal davar, he's mekayim the mitzvah pur ravutz, gepaskin in the Ramah, nevenezer, siman aleph, sivkot nevav. Ay, l'chayre, ein l'cha mitzvah habab b'aver, g'doy l'mizu. The Teretz says, because the two things are not happening b'vas achas. The mitzvah pur ravutz, when you have the child, the aver happens b'shas tabiyah. I mean that they're not happy b'vas achas, that's the yisoid of the Shara Melech, that's not mitzvah habab b'aver. So over there, it's dramatic. There, the abiyah happened. And then 9 months later, the mitzvah took place. Over here, it's not nearly as dramatic. But the point is, when it comes to Yivus, the Zalbazach, the reason Yevimtoi Nida Ba Leikonon, you can be Mekayim the mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah Baba Avera, Zokra Bolchonon, it's because the Avera is the Guf Abiyah. The mitzvah is not the Guf Abiyah. It's the Maisa mitzvah is the Biyah, but the Guf HaMitzvah is what comes about as a result. It's the moment after. That's what the Guf HaMitzvah is. It's the state of Yishus. And being that it's not Mamish B'Vazachas, we look at the as a hechshel mitzvah, and that's not going to be a problem with mitzvah baba aver. Just to explain it with a drop more beer. Zokra b'chanan, there are two types of mitzvahs. You have mitzvahs where the tachlis of the mitzvah is to do the ma'isa mitzvah. And then you have mitzvahs where the tachlis of the mitzvah is the result and the effect that you're going to have after you do the ma'isa mitzvah. So for example, we're shleishim yoyim before Pesach right now. There's a mitzvah, the Erev Teichul Matzahs. At the Leil Seder, every single year has a mitzvah to eat a kezayis of matzah. The ma'isa mitzvah is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is eat a kezayis of matzah. But then you have another mitzvah. A mitzvah such as the Heshivas Agzela Ashagaza. Somebody stole, he has a mitzvah now to return what he stole. Now, his mitzvah is to take the thing he stole and return it. But that's Pashit, that what the Torah wants is not to do a Maisa Hashavas Agzela. What the Torah wants is the Toyeles, what's going to come about as a result of the fact that this person went ahead and he did this Maisa mitzvah. So I said, Rabbi Chanan, there are some mitzvahs where the mitzvah is the Maisa and the Maisa is the mitzvah. Then there are mitzvahs where, of course, the way you do the mitzvah is by doing a Maisa, but at the same time, the Guf HaMitzvah is not so much the Maisa Mitzvah, but it's the Toyeles that comes about as a result of the fact that you did a Maisa Mitzvah. So Yesh Lachka when it comes to Yibum. Is Yibum a mitzvah where the Maisa Mitzvah is the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is the Maisa Mitzvah? Or maybe Yibum is a mitzvah where you do a Maisa Mitzvah, but the real tachlis of the Yibum is not the Maisa itself, but the real tachlis of the Yibum is the result, and it's the effect, and it's the tayelis that's going to come about as a result of what it is that you did. So Zokta B'chanon, L'chur, it's totally in the Shaila. If the mitzvah of Yibum is the Biyah, that is the Gansa Mitzvah. Yeah, there's a Tanai that it has to also be kind of Ishos, but the mitzvah itself is the Biyah, so then it's just a Maisa Mitzvah. That's all it is. If, however, the mitzvah of Yibum is to be koina this isha, the mitzvah of Yibum is the ishos. Now how you koina how they be. Ordinarily your isha nikness because of shtar biya. Over here she's only nikness for biya. But the point is that the biya is the maisa mitzvah, but it's not the toyeles, it's not the tachlis of the mitzvah. The tachlis of the mitzvah is that they should be husband and wife and they're going to build a family. Now they're going to go ahead and they're going to have children. So then it comes out that although the maisa mitzvah is the biya, but the toyeles of the mitzvah, the tachlis of the mitzvah is not the biya, but rather it's what comes about ayudei the biya. It's this ishos that's going to be created through the biya. So says Rabbi Chanan, he says that Yesh Loim, when it comes to the halacha mitzvah baba avera, maybe the only time you say mitzvah baba avera is if the avera itself is happening at the exact same time that you're doing the mitzvah, but not just at the time that you're doing the mitzvah, but where the mitzvah is the maisa and the maisa is a maisa avera. So over there you would say mitzvah baba avera. However, if you're doing a mitzvah, a maisa mitzvah baba avera, but the tachlis of the mitzvah is not the maisa. The mitzvah is the ma'isa, but the tachlis, the toyeles, is not the ma'isa. But rather, it's the toitzah that comes about because of the ma'isa that you're doing. In that case, it's not going to be a mitzvah baba aver. What do you mean? When I did the ma'isa, I was doing an avera. That's true. But the tachlis, the toyeles of the mitzvah is not the ma'isa. And it's the toitzah that comes about as a result of it. At that point, you're not doing the mitzvah anymore. But I was thinking, just to end the daf with a kasha. A bomba kasha. It's a festa kasha. Which really opens up a lot of raid. Not an easy kasha, but I think it's kedai. And just to leave it with this kasha, and that is, we just said over that the mitzvah of Yibum is a ma'isa bia. But it's not enough to do a ma'isa bia. It's a ma'isa bia that creates issues. Reb Chaim proved it from his grace and raya. His raya from the fact that why every single time you have an issue of a chai bilav, a chai bilav of esem with Yibum, why don't you just do Yibum without Eidim? Like this, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah, because the mitzvah doesn't need Eidim. You won't have the ishus. That's true. But if you won't have the issues, according to the Rambam, that holds the only time you're over chayv lavin is if there's issues, you won't have the issues they rice either. So Rav Chaim said it's muchach for me that the only way you mekayim the mitzvah is if there's also an issues. So Rav Chaim asked the Meir de Gakasha. His kasha was, the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis brought a brisa, how you know that an erva doesn't fall a yibam? What's the makar that an erva that falls the yibam is potem and a chalitza and a yibam? It's learned out from Oleo, Oleo. It says Oleo in the parasha of Yibam, Yavama Yavay Oleo. It says Oleo by the Erev of Achisish, of Ishal Achoysol, Isikach Litzor, Legalos, Ervasa, Oleo, Bechaya. And we learn from there that even Bemakam, Yavama Yavay Oleo, still Ishal Achoysol, Isikach, still there's going to be an Israel. In other words, the Gemara, in the Tchilas HaSugya, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, had a pasuk and makar that if an erva chayve krisus falls the Yibam, there's going to be no Yibam v'chalit. Freit the Gemara Kasha, time of the Kasa Rachman Oleo. The only reason, it sounds like, the halacha is there's no yibum by an erva is because we have a drasha ole ole. Halav achi, otherwise you would have thought that maybe there is a mitzvah of yibum, even by a chayv krisus. Freit the Gemara, amai, why is that? L'chayra, yibum, soif kol soif, is only an aseh. Chayv krisus are a lois aseh sheyesh by karas. Ve'in aseh doich a lois aseh sheyesh by karas. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that yibum is not doich a an erva? It's posh Yibam's not doich an erva. Yibam's an asay. Arayis is a lois asay sheyesh by karas. Ve'in asay doich a lois asay sheyesh by karas. And the Gemara went off a four dafin to try to figure out why we need a pasuk to tell me that an erva is mufka from the parasha of Yibam. Hayol the ishtari ishtari, hekeshe the Rabbi Yoina. Rava said erva gufa loy tzricha kra. But a whole sugya, the first sugya in Yavamis really, to go through why it is we need a pasuk. So Reb Chaim said, one thing is clear in the Gemara. If asay would be doich a lois asay sheyesh by karas, it would be posh to the Gemara, why you need Oleh Oleh? If Nasei was doich Oleh Sasei Sheyesh Beikaris, then the way you would look at a Yibam and a Chayve Krisus would be, I have a mitzvah Sasei Deirais of Yivam Yavay Oleh. I have a Lois Nasei Sheyesh Beikaris of Arayis. Okay, I say it's doich Oleh Sasei Sheyesh Beikaris. So mitzad asfar, I would say it's posh that there's a mitzvah of Yibam. Kamash Malon Oleh, or not. And the Gemara would have had no problems why you need Oleh. And we would have lost that on Daf Gimel, Amid Beis, and Dalit, and A, and Vav, and Zion, and even Chesam, and Aleph, and Yavamas. Because it would have been Pasha why you need Oleh. You need Oleh because otherwise you would have thought, I say it's Doich Eloi, say Sheyesh Beikaris. Now, Vav is giving the Gemara's Kasha. I say it's Doch Nit Doich Eloi, say Sheyesh Beikaris. So because I say it's not Doich Eloi, say Sheyesh Beikaris, so therefore, why do I need a Pasha? That's the Gemara. Pasha, the Gemara, Daf Yoy Midig. We said absolutely zero Chidusha. Break up Chaim. Says, I have a kasha. Even on the tzad that I say would be doich alois asay sheyesh by karis, I still don't think you should need a pasuk to tell me that there's no yibum by a chayve krisos. He said, why? He said, because we just proved that the mitzvah of yibum is not just to do a nice sabir. The mitzvah of yibum is ulakach alay leisha. It's to go ahead and do a nice ishos. You have to marry this woman. Break up Chaim. Could you marry a Chayvei Krisus? Can't marry a Chayvei Krisus. Kedushin is not Toifus b'Chayvei Krisus. If someone tries to be Mekadosh and Achos Isha, the Kedushin is not Toifus. So, Freit Reb Chaim, even if I would know Aseis Doich Alois Aseis Sheyesh by Karis, I would still know that there's no Yibam by Chayvei Krisus until proven otherwise. Because I would look at the situation, I would say, how could you do this mitzvah? You want to do a mitzvah of what? Marry this way? You can't marry her. Kedusha is not typhus. Try marrying her. You can't marry an Achisisha. You can't marry a Chamoisa. These things don't work. Kedusha is not typhus. So if Kedusha is not typhus, so it's Pashin, it doesn't work. So Vaita, why do I need a Pasuk? Let's explain it a little bit better. Bishloima, if the mitzvah of Yibum would be just a Maisabiyah, so then you would say that if you have a situation right now where on the one hand, I have a mitzvah saseh of Yavama Yavay Oleh. On the other hand, I have a chayvei krisus. So you would say, okay, so what's getting in the way right now? Right, let's set this up, l'chadchila. Let's say we knew no gemar. So you have a situation right now, Yavama falls the evil. And this Yavama right now is a chayvei krisus. And we're going to have to figure out on our own, our homework is to determine what do we think mitzvah as far. Should there be Yibum or should there not be Yibum? So, it depends. If the mitzvah of Yibum is to do a bia, that's all it is, a mitzvah, it's a maisa mitzvah, that's the ganze mitzvah. So you would say there's one thing getting in the way right now from a person being able to mekayim this mitzvah. He has a mitzvah, the problem is, it's a lois aseh. And it's not just a loisase, it's a loisase sheyesh baikaris. So you would have to sit down and you would have to learn the sugya of ase doicha loisase, and you would have to determine, is ase doicha loisase sheyesh baikaris, or is not doicha loisase sheyesh baikaris? And the way you would emerge, again, with no psukim, no rayas, if ase is doicha loisase sheyesh baikaris, then you would think, yeah, you have a mitzvah of yibum. And if ase is not doicha loisase sheyesh baikaris, you would say, no, you can't do it. If, however, the mitzvah of yibum is not just to do a bia, but the mitzvah of yibum is also to be kind to this woman, so then, if you're going to sit down without any psukim, without any information, doing your homework, you're going to say, okay, so can I do yibum right now with a chayvi krisus? So there's two things you have to ask yourself. Number one, can I do the mitzvah? Why not? It's a loisase. It's a loisase sheyesh baikaris. You have to know. Is ase doicha loisase sheyesh baikaris? Or it's not doicha loisase sheyesh baikaris? But there's another thing you have to ask yourself. What is the mitzvah of yibum? It's to be kind to a woman. Could I be kind to this woman? Is it chal ishus and azafroi? Yes or no? So you would have to say, I don't know, what's the halacha with a chayvi krisus? You know what the halacha is? Now I suspense. No. There's no ishus by a chayvi krisus. So zok Reb Chaim, it's revu in the Gemara as only mudim, some bombekasha, on psukim. If Aseh would have been doicha lois Aseh sheyesh by karis, you would have assumed for sure there's yibam by a chayvi krisus. Until proven otherwise, such as Oleha. But based on the gedorim of Kol HaTayra Kula, without any psukim, really what it boils down to is Aseh doicha lois Aseh Bekaris is not doicha lois Aseh Bekaris. That's the Gemara on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. Freik Reb Chaim, that's all good if the Maisa mitzvah is only a mitzvah ba'am. It's just a bia. So the only thing you have to know is the bia able to be doicha lois Aseh Bekaris, or is it not able to be doicha lois Aseh Bekaris? But if the mitzvah is not just a bia, it's also a kinyan. So then there's another thing getting in the way. There's another thing inhibiting. There's nothing obstructing this mitzvah right now. And that is, can I create an ishus or can I not create an ishus? So Freit Reb Chaim, being that he proved, and it's mavur in Kama Gedoy Le'achroinim, that the mitzvah of Yibam is not just a bia, but it's also an ishus, whether it's the Iker mitzvah, like Rabbi Chanan says, not the Iker mitzvah, the Diak and the Lashon and the Rambam and the Chinuch, but that's klar. You have to be kind of this ishus. And if you're not kind of this ishus, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So if in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, you have to be kind of this ishus. So Freit Reb Chaim, vazok the Gemara, that if Aseh would have been doicha loisase sheyesh by karis mitzad asvara, you would have thought that you could do yibam on a chayve krisos. How could you have thought that mitzad asvara? How are you creating ishus on a chayve krisos? You would need the Torah to tell me you're able to create ishus. And if that's the case, what was the havamina of the Gemara that if Aseh would be doicha loisase sheyesh by karis, you would know this yibam on a chayve krisos? You would know you could be doicha the iser. But how would you know you can create ishus on a chayvi krisus? Two different dinim. One is the iser, and the other one is she's b'metzias an erva. Who said you can have ishus by an erva? Now, lefi emes, it's not shver. Because lefi emes, we understand why you need olea. Because the Gemara said lefi emes, you would have thought, hail v'ishteri, ishteri. So just like you find that there's ishus on an ishus ach, you would have thought there's ishus by the other rais as well. Hekesha de Rabbi Yoina. Once you find that there's ishus by an ishus ach, you would have thought there's ishus. So lefi emes, I understand. Once the Gemara knows in the Teretz, hail v'ishteri, ishteri. Once the Gemara knows Hekesha de Rabbi Yoina, why there's such a havamina, why we need olea. But in the havamina of the Gemara wouldn't have even started with this whole sugya, as long as Aseh would have been doicha loisase sheyesh by karis, without knowing hayo v'ishteri ishteri, without knowing akeisha de Rabbi Yoina, if Aseh was doicha loisase sheyesh by karis, that in and of itself would have been enough to warrant aleha. Freit Reb Chaim, why? Just because Aseh is doicha the iser, it's true that Aseh is doicha the iser karis, but at the end of the day, she's still an erva, she's still a chayvi krisus, and kedushin can't be toifes be chayvi krisus. And we just proved that the mitzvah of yibum is not just a ma'aseh b'alma, but the mitzvah of yibum is also to be koiner, and if it's to be kainer, how in the world could you be kainer a chayve krisos? So why do I need a leo? Why would I need a leo? Without Tovishri Ishri, without Akeshad Rabbi Yoina, why mitzad asvara? Because Aseh is doicha lois Aseh sheyesh by karis, that's the reason I need a leo. At the end of the day, Freit Reb Chaim, she's a chayve krisos. Kedushin's not toifus b'chayve krisos, which means there's no ishus b'chayve krisos. If there's no ishus b'chayve krisos, so it's pashit that there's no yibam b'chayve krisos. If it's pashit there's no yibam b'chayve krisos, l'chayra, why then was it mavur in the Gemara that if Aseh would have been doicha loisase sheyesh by karis, you wouldn't have needed a pasuk of aleh? Again, it's not an easy kasha, but it's worth it. It's a bomba kasha, and it's like Reb Kivegris kasha. It's a gateway kasha. It opens up the machshavis to different types of mahalchim and different yesoidis and yavamis, and we will stop here.